Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1568. We're learning today. Lili Nishmas Moshe Doif. Remember, Baratis Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lirafu Shalem Yaakov Ben Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, of course, we are in the middle of the category of Chasar and Kis. Our simon is Shin Ches. We are trying to comb our way, Be'ezras Hashem, through the Sefer Yitzra Halachas to begin with, and then hopefully, with Hashem's help, move on from there. So we mentioned last year, interesting thing. We spoke about the Pesach Kelim. We spoke about Yom Tif, clothing that's set aside for Yom Tif. All these things, again, are items which are Davash HaMalachtai LeHeter, as opposed to Davash HaMalachtai LeIsser. In other words, it has to be Davash HaMalachtai LeIsser, right? Something that's used for Isser, that's not allowed to be used for it to be Chasarin Kis, unless somebody sets it aside, Shalei L'Taltalei Klal, that they don't want to touch it at all, ever. Then that's a different story. And we ended off, what about food? I have food for Friday night. I have food for Shabbos morning that I don't want anybody touching. It's set aside in the corner over there of the fridge because the guests are coming. Nobody's allowed to touch it. Finish. I especially baked this cake for the guests. So it's muksa. So then we'll say Friday night it's muksa because it's set aside for Shabbos morning. The answer is no. That food is still fine to move around, eat whatever has to be done. That's not enough to make it muksa. So he continues on over there in Ois Samach Gimel. Right? Let's say there's a type of a bread, let's say, and the person doesn't do whatever. They don't eat this bread on Shabbos. Finish. It's not the type of thing they'll eat on Shabbos. Nobody's touching it on Shabbos, right? So maybe you'll say it's also muksa. So maybe we'll say it's also muksa. So he says, no problem. It's not muksa. Gamkin, right, so then he says further, interesting thing, let's say you have V'chem Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have Shabbos, then you have Yom Tov, right? The Yom Tov starts Motzei Shabbos, let's say. Now Yom Tov is coming up Sunday, Monday, so now it's Shabbos. So the question, and it comes up, actually, this year it comes up, if I remember correctly, Shabbos is Erev Pesach, so really I have like Pesach food. So you have the food that's set aside, mamish bedavka, makbid, this food is set aside that nobody should eat it, it's set aside special for Yom Tov, or for Pesach, or whatever the case might be. So maybe I can't, so now it's Shabbos, I tell everybody in the house, don't touch this food, set aside for Yom Tov, set aside it's the Pesach food, right? Like we have this year, whatever. Now it's Shabbos, but this is set aside for the Seder, let's say, or whatever. This food, I'm talking about food now. So he says still that would not be a problem because, again, it's food. So that's what he says. So whether it's a type of a bread, let's say during the year, nobody's going to touch on Shabbos, so it's not a problem. And he says also from Shabbos going into Yom Tov, you have these special foods that set aside, whether for Pesach or for any Yom Tov or whatever, that's coming up after Shabbos, and a person is very makbid, make sure, tells everybody in the house, nobody touched this food, set aside for Yom Tov, Pesach, whatever. Set it aside, right? Nevertheless, lo yihave muksa bekach. This would not be muksa. That's an interesting point to keep in mind. Okay, so the fact that it's food is one. Obviously, it's heter, it's dava heter, and it's not something for Issa, but he says interesting things. So he says the reason is, he ends off over there in, again, we said, ois samach gimel, that the reason for all these things that we've been mentioning is because they're set aside. He doesn't say the word for food, which we'll talk about in general. Food is not regular edible food, obviously, is not muksa, but he says over here that since it's set aside, I was meyachadit for a certain zman, right? For a certain zman, which is, let's say, Pesach or Yom Tov or whatever, or for the, from the nighttime to the daytime or whatever, something like that. So since I set it aside for a certain time, like chashval yidezeh muksa, that does not make it muksa. So that is the point. Just the fact that a person sets something aside for a certain time, and even to the point like Pesach dishes and these type of things, I set it aside for a certain time, but it's a usable thing. Will I use it? Yeah, it comes Pesach. I use it the whole time. And this food is set aside. This item is set aside. The clothing set aside, but it's set aside for a certain time. That's what he's saying over here. So therefore, that would not make it muksa. It has to be mamish set aside, like where nobody shloile taltal klal, nobody's going to use it at all. Again, when it is a item klishim alachta leheter, when it's iser, so then you could just set it aside. Period. You're not using Shabbos for it anyways, right? It's something I'm very makbid on. It's very expensive. I don't want anybody touching, moving it, and it's iser. So I can't use it Shabbos either way. Food I could use, clothing I could use. This item I can't use. Like again, I give the example of a very expensive phone or whatever. So I'm just giving an example. It could be anything, right? I set it aside. That's it, and it's iser. So then you know it doesn't have to be shalal taltal klal because the person's not using it in Shabbos bechlal. And it's very expensive, and I'm very mocked, but nobody should touch it, use it, whatever, in general, all the time, right, even during the week, so that would also fall under chasarin kis, and it doesn't have to be shalei l'taltel klal. When it's heter, it's more of whereby it has to be shalei l'taltel klal, that nobody moves it at all, ever, it's set aside, and this is its place. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.